Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. On Thursday, 3rd July 2025. Well, with my great pleasure, I do hope that all of you are fine. Today cannot only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. Well, in this case, our team has already prepared our best and would like to accompany you for 6 hours ahead, listener. Hopefully, you still listening to us and still, you know, that we are, able to accompany you for the sake of entertaining you, educating you, and even making you full of information about Indonesia. Wherever you are, I hope that you are able to do your best, and today must be better than yesterday, and make sure that everything is possible to do it for yourself. And listener, just make it as simple as possible that and you are able to do your best, and today can be your goodness. Now I would like to start our segment this with our newsline. Here is the news. Indonesia's Minister of Villages and Development of Disadvantaged Regions, Yandri Susanto, invited the government of the United Arab Emirates to support and strengthen the National Food Security Program, especially at the village level. According to a statement from Susanto received in Jakarta on Wednesday, the food security program is important in supporting economic growth in rural areas by continuing to maintain stable food prices, which in turn will help create jobs for villagers in the agricultural sector in the future. Deputy Minister of Communication on Digital, Nezar Patria, has emphasized Indonesia's commitment and readiness to become a leader in ASEAN's digital economic growth through regional collaboration and by strengthening the ethics of developing artificial intelligence. He noted that Indonesia plays an important role in the ASEAN digital ecosystem with a population of 280 million people, or around 40% of the ASEAN population, and makes a substantial contribution to the region's digital economy. Patria said it at the 2025 Indonesia Strategic Engagement Workshop Series organized by U.S. ASEAN Business Council in Central Jakarta Assembly that the McKinsey report estimates that ASEAN's digital economy will reach $1 trillion in 2030, with $366 billion US expected to come from Indonesia. That's the news.
Yeah. of Indonesia. The Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tiada petaka, terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, it is much better for you to know about the weather forecast. Maybe today you have such a planning to visit one country, I mean one city into another city, Indonesia, across Indonesia, I mean. It is also much better for you to know about that. Yes, in this case, I would like to share you about the weather forecast. It is from Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. Now, I would like to start from the city of Jayapura. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 30 up to 31 degrees Celsius. It is also the same as Jayapura. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 15 up to 26 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Sorong. Sorong is also forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 31 degrees Celsius. What about Ambon? Ambon is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 27 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, in Ternate, it is forecast cloudy with temperature 25 up to 28 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Makassar. Makassar is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 32 degrees Celsius. And Manado is forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Mataram. Mataram is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Let's go to another city. Now we go to here, Samarinda. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius. What about Pontianak? Pontianak is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 34 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to some cities in Java Island. We go to Surabaya. Surabaya is forecast cloudy with temperature 23 up to 33 degrees Celsius. What about Semarang? Semarang is forecast rainy with temperature 21 up to 34 degrees Celsius. Bandung is also the same as Semarang. Is forecast rainy with temperature 19 up to 28 degrees Celsius. Let's go to some cities in Sumatra Island. We go to Bandar Lampung. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 33 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, Padang is forecast cloudy with temperature 17 up to 29 degrees Celsius. What about Palembang? Palembang is forecast cloudy with temperature 23 up to 31 degrees Celsius. And then we go to Medan. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 32 degrees Celsius. And we go to Banda Aceh. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 25 up to 34 degrees Celsius. The last, we go to Jakarta as the global city. Jakarta is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Well, listener, that's about the weather forecast. It is for some cities around the world, at least whatever the weather forecast. I hope that you must be able to prepare yourself very well about your ticket, your luggage, I mean, your complete things, belongings. Don't forget to bring it and just make sure that you are in fit condition. And we hope that you will arrive at your destination safely and you're able to travel yourself comfortably and very well. And listener, hopefully this can also make you feel enjoyable. And today, when you travel, everything is easy and you are able to have fun and make your job or everything that you do can bring you much goodness.
lebat bunganya serta buahnya. Walaupun hidup 1000 tahun, bila tak sembahyang apa gunanya? Walaupun hidup 1000 tahun, bila tak sembahyang apa gunanya? Kami bekerja sehari-hari untuk belanja rumah sendiri. Walaupun hidup 1000 tahun, bila tak sembahyang apa gunanya? Walaupun hidup 1000 tahun, bila tak sembahyang apa gunanya? Kami sembahyang fardu sembahyang, sunnah pun ada bukan sembarang, supaya Allah menjadi sayang. Kami bekerja hati lariang, supaya Allah menjadi sayang. Kami bekerja hati lariang. Waktu siang dan malam sudahlah tentu. Hidup di kubur yatim piatu, tinggallah seorang dipukul di palu. Hidup di kubur yatim piatu, tinggallah seorang dipukul. Sehari-hari barulah ia sadarkan diri. Hidup di dunia tiada berarti, akhirat di sana sangatlah rugi. Hidup di dunia tiada berarti, akhirat di sana sangatlah rugi.
Selamanya.
Has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. And talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument. However, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including angklung. Although angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana. Thank you. From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo, which is used to make rindik, is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. the tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower. So, when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Coba menghapus semua rasa.
tahananku. Tak bisa lagi ku berkata-kata kalau yang selalu di benakku.
The thing that you were waiting, I should've waited. If I had another chance, I would've stayed with you. Plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. It's better if he never knows. I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if you was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song called Wisata Siak or Siak Tour by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Melka. The song Wisata Siak was written by Atah Rian. This song tells the story of Siak, one of the districts in Riau province. The lyrics tell that Siak is so beautiful. The people of various tribes live in harmony and the culture is rich. The lyrics contain a message to invite traveling to the city of Siak to enjoy the old relics that are still preserved, such as Siak Palace. Well, listener, here is the song Wisata Siak by Uchomond, Wak Leman, Ernie Rashid, and Melka. Happy listening.
Pesona Siak dari ragam suku hingga budaya masih terlihat berdiri kokohnya istana serta bangunan lainnya. Bermacam ragam peninggalan lama, dari kapal kato hingga istana, ada tangsi luang dan juga sumur tua, dan jangan lupa ziarah ke makam raja. Dari ragam suku hingga budaya, masih terlihat berdiri kokohnya istana serta bangunan lainnya. Bermacam ragam peninggalan lama, dari kapal kato hingga istana, ada tangsi luang sumur tua, dan jangan lupa ziarah ke makam raja.
tak punya cinta kedua yang bisa ku berikan. Jangan usah menunggu aku. Jika Tuhan menghendakimu milikku, hidup ini rahasia. Jangan pernah engkau menyerah untukku. Bila kau mencintaiku, mengapa baru mengerti diriku yang selalu setia?
Of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery.
It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapo tourism spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Tremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Batu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering. From Indonesia to the world.
Only in Indonesia.
Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
Stop.